book review. This particular book review is taken from the CARA report. CARA, Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, is a research center at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. The book review is from the book Seeds of Hope, Young Adults, and the Catholic Church in the United States. The author, Tim Muldoon. It's published by Paulus Press, and it's published in 2008. And here we go with the book review. A new book by Boston College theologian Tim Muldoon proposes ways of envisioning a church that can deal with two related concerns. The first is that of young people, many who have been raised Catholic, but who believe that the Catholic Church has become irrelevant and unresponsive to their needs. The second is that of older Catholics who are concerned by forces in the U.S. society that seem to be eroding the faith of young people. The book analyzes the contemporary social and spiritual landscapes in search of signs of hope for the future of the church, believing that the church must bridge the gap between the world of market forces and the world opened up by faith. Muldoon describes the complex, pluralistic world of young Catholics today and the ways that Catholic social teaching can be employed to reach them as they search for an authentic spirituality. He asserts that Catholic social teaching, quote, represents a modern attempt to draw a connection between theology and the world, end quote. To a culture influenced by consumerism, the church's voice is strongest when it argues on behalf of the poor and disenfranchised. Catholic social teaching speaks to many young people in their desire for meaning because it emphasizes our connectedness as human beings and children of God. It also addresses ecumenical, racial, and economic concerns. Muldoon also addresses the regular practice of Catholic faith and liturgy and raises questions how it can more effectively respond to the different communities within the church. He looks at why Catholic attendance is down among young people and offers a constructive proposal for drawing them back into the life of the church. The basic argument is that there exists a disjunction between liturgy and ordinary life. If liturgy more clearly speaks to the deepest needs of people, it will draw them into communion. Finally, the author offers a reflection on how to address what studies should show are a strong interest in spirituality, but a dropping interest in religion. Muldoon maintains that the religious tradition is that which sustains spirituality because of community, history, and liturgy. The challenge for the U.S. Catholic Church is to highlight the ways that Catholic tradition nurtures the spiritual life. The emphasis on social justice leads to a picture of church that takes a prophetic stand against the excesses of U.S. culture, a church that nourishes people's attempts to live meaningfully through practices of social justice and prayer. And now, what I would like to do is just make a comment on this. As far as the liturgy goes, yes. And recently, Bishop Gerald Concanus at the Synod on the Bible suggested that we have a year of the homiletics. I think this would be really important, that we focus in on how the homily within the liturgy can be more effective, because there is where most people get their religion, if any. And the better we can give homilies, the better we can provide our people with the spirituality they're searching for. Would also suggest that we go back to the works of Romano Guardini, Father Romano Guardini, and yes, Josef Ratzinger, present Pope Benedict XVI, who were very, very strong on making the liturgy contemporary and touching the lives of young people. They did a lot of work in this area, and it's still work that holds for today. And now what I'd like to do is move on from that book review to 11 suggestions that come out of that book of Muldoon's, Seeds of Hope. And I think you'll find that these are very contemporary and give us some creative ideas on how to make our parish come together better and become a better spiritual center. The first suggestion that's made: build a parish email list. Learn who prefers email to postal service mail and send all parish correspondence electronically to these people. It will save money and time and create a parish network that will grow. Second suggestion: extend the invitation to younger members of the community to be the parish webmaster or leader of the email list. And this is what young people are good at. This is a valuable new ministry that many young people are capable of doing, even in high school. I might even add grade school. I've seen some very, very good young grade schoolers who know that computer upside down. Third, send the digital version of the bulletin to the email list. Like printed bulletins, it can include local sponsors. Four, encourage pastors to consider regular donations using their bank's web bill pay service. Many now use these services to pay regular bills, and it allows them to consider the way their church donations relate to the rest of the items in their monthly or yearly budget. Four, forge relationships with other parishes in the region and pool resources. Develop a consulting service of talent within the region that any parish can use. Consider working with other parishes to finance a resident theologian, counselor, or nurse. Three really creative, imaginative suggestions. Consider working with other parishes to finance a resident theologian. I wonder what that would look like. A counselor or nurse. Heaven knows we can use all the counselors we can get in a parish. A sixth recommendation: provide thorough guides to the Mass, the artwork, the language, and the traditions of the church at the front door. Display them prominently so first-time visitors or returnees after many years will not feel lost. Seven, use the parish website to link people to good information about all things relating to the church, the origins of prayer, the history of vestments, saints, Eucharistic theology, and so on. And I may add that on my own website, www.jknirp.com, we do have a number of really valuable links. One, by the way, into the Vatican, which explores Vatican art and religion. It is terrific. You can go in there. You can pull up a piece of art which deals with the biblical story. You can enlarge it, and you get the history, and it's just very, very educational. Eight, develop small prayer groups among parishioners in order to encourage the practice of spirituality outside the Mass. I might add to that that in the Latin American countries, they have the Comunidad de Bases. We also have them here in the United States. The core is just this: developing small prayer groups in which they meditate on the Bible and its application to today's problems, especially among the poor. Eight, talk with others after Mass about the readings. Find ways to encourage, and this is interesting, quote, water cooler, unquote, discussion about the sacred text. What does it mean today? How do different people understand it? 10. Model respectful conversation in the parish by inviting people with different views on an issue. For example, voting in the next election, which, by the way, is tomorrow, to express how their faith informs their judgment. And finally, 11, consider tithing as a parish, donating a portion of all collections to a poorer parish elsewhere. Such a practice can help foster a sense of Catholicity and responsibility to our brothers and sisters in different parts of the church. I must say, I've done a lot of studies on church ministry and have looked at parish from almost every angle you can look at, and Muldoon, to his credit, comes up with some very creative new ways of taking our parish forward. Note how he zeroes in on the electronic world and how he sees it really helping us in the evangelization of our people and ourselves and increasing our spirituality. End of book review. Amen.